And now, on to higher ed. Since the year 2000, enrollment in for-profit colleges has almost quadrupled to 1.5 million students nationwide. For-profit schools are open to anyone who wants to know more, regardless of income, education, or background. But a report from the Center for Responsible Lending has found that these schools disproportionately hurt students of color. Sarah Barrett has our story.
You might have seen the commercials for for-profit schools on daytime TV.
You're sitting on the couch, you're watching TV, and your life is passing you by. You keep procrastinating over and over. Well, maybe I'll go to school next year, maybe next semester. No, do it right now.
You want what's best for your life, for your family. You need a career.
Atrévete a cambiar el presente por un futuro mejor. En TCI. No le niegan la...
Get up, the lady says. Change your future at TCI. The ads might be pushy, but they seem to work. Technical College Institute, or TCI, is a for-profit college in Manhattan. Angelica Santos, on her lunch break, seems pretty excited about being here.
I love TCI. I'm the first one in my whole family to go to college.
For-profit colleges are different from regular colleges. A regular school reinvests the money it brings in back into its operation. But a for-profit school is a corporation with shareholders, driven by the bottom line. Critics say they target immigrants and poor people of color. They advertise in several languages on subways and buses, and they set up recruitment efforts outside social service agencies.
They're taking advantage of people in a vulnerable situation.
That's Eileen Connor with New York Legal Assistance Group.
Over-promising, under-delivering, and walking away with the money.
For-profit colleges say they welcome all students, regardless of income, background, and education, people who might never get the chance to go to college otherwise. But it's a hard sell. Students are pressured to sign on quickly, and they take out tens of thousands of dollars in student loans.
With this population, I think there can be a lot of confusion between what is financial aid, what is a grant versus what is a loan. And so they're feeling duped. But, you know, they feel responsible. They know that they made this choice, and they wonder what they did wrong.
That's what happened to David Guerra. He graduated from TCI 3 years ago with a degree in building facilities management.
Eso era lo que me interesaba, cómo manejar la computadora. Un Excel.
David says he wanted to learn computer skills so he could become a building superintendent. But TCI never taught David how to use programs like Excel. He hasn't started paying back his $36,000 loan because he can't afford to.
Welcome to Navient, the new name in education loan servicing.
David's debt is so high that he's turned to a financial counselor at Legal Assistance for help.
Yo cojo el plan de pago más bajo.
Uh-huh. So he's saying maybe in the future if he has a higher income, he can switch to a more...
Yeah.
A plan actually, that would pay it off.
If we get you into the income-based repayment plan, then you'll have to make that payment for 20 years.
20 years. David is in his mid-50s. That means he'll be in debt until he's 75, with nothing to show for it so far. He works as a handyman, the same job he had before he went to school. His boss gave him a new title, but no raise. When he applied for other jobs, employers told him his degree from TCI was meaningless because he didn't learn the skills he actually needed. David's story is so common that New York City has recruited financial counselors like Justin Inani to give people advice about for-profit colleges.
There's an incentive for them to get these students in because it's money that they're getting.
For-profit colleges rely on federal aid in the form of Pell Grants and other federal loans for 90% of their budget. Even if a student defaults on a loan, the school still gets paid, while the student is left deep in debt.
They don't care if the student graduates. They don't care if the degree is worth anything. If they want money, they get the money. It's, you know, guaranteed money for them, right?
Legal Assistance says schools like TCI violate New York consumer protection laws. It's in the process of filing several class action lawsuits asking for-profit colleges to stop their aggressive ad campaigns, cancel student debts, and pay damages. Here's Eileen Connor.
We really want to hold everyone who's taking advantage of these vulnerable people accountable.
The Obama administration also has its eye on the for-profit education industry. In July, a new rule will go into effect to track the progress of all college graduates. It will compare how much income they're making to how much student debt they're in. If the debt of a graduating class is more than 8% of its income, the school will lose its right to receive federal student loan money. Based on current numbers, that could shut down 1,400 schools, almost all of them for-profit. But for-profit schools are fighting back with their own lawsuit. Here's Steve Gunderson, president of private sector colleges and universities.
If successful, our suit will protect student access and opportunity to higher education at a time when even the Department of Education seems interested in limiting choices for students by closing private sector programs, which we think is just contrary to what ought to be the goal of higher education.
Gunderson says just looking at a student's debt-to-income ratio soon after graduation is not fair. The new regulation is meant to protect students like David Guerra, the graduate from TCI. He's paying way more than 8% of his income toward his loans.
Por eso la garantía. Por eso la garantía. La calidad de trabajo. Entonces, para eso,
David says a good education is supposed to lead to a good job. Does he still think it's worth it to study?
¿Vale la pena?
Sí.
Yes, he says, but only if there are results. For Latino USA, I'm Sarah Barrett.
We wanted to know more about how for-profit colleges are affecting the lives of people of color. So we've invited editor-at-large of Color Lines magazine, Kai Wright, to join us. Hey, Kai.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, Kai, so you actually wrote about this over a year ago, and I'm particularly interested in your take around the comparison of what happened with the subprime mortgage crisis and people being taken advantage of, particularly people of color, and comparisons with the for-profit college industry, where you say people of color, once again, being taken advantage of, being preyed on. So what's the relationship between these two in your view?
Yeah, and I'd say it goes beyond those two, too, as well. If you look at payday lending and a whole host of predatory economic behavior. The thing is that as we've seen this huge rise in people of color going to school, going back to school, it's alongside a huge rise in economic desperation amongst people of color. And so the solution has been, hey, I can get myself together by going back to school. And that similarly, the rise in subprime lending, if we go back to there, was coming out of the 2001 recession, where there was a huge rise in unemployment amongst people of color then, and thought, oh, well, you know, if I can turn this house into some wealth, then maybe I can put it together. And in the end, what we have is there is a whole section of this economy that has long used the American dream, which is actually quite profound amongst people of color, blacks, Latinos, has used the American dream to trap people into products that are actually bad for them, that will take advantage of them. And I think that's what you see in for-profit schools. That's what you see in subprime lending of a whole range of sorts.
Right. And it's kind of this sense. I mean, you wrote about this notion of getting an education or getting a house was a way of essentially becoming legit in America. You
That's
know,
right.
I mean, it's like it is the aspirational thing, right? Finally own your own place and get that degree.
It's what makes you middle class. It's what gives you, and factually, you know, in America, those are the things that when you measure what is middle class, you look at what your college, what your level of education is. You look at how much wealth you have, which in America is largely set by home ownership. The problem is that those things are very difficult to attain. And when you have a system that allows people to develop products that are specifically targeting your ambition to achieve those things, to achieve that security and trap you into what is a life of debt that you can't pay, then you have a problem. And so we have an economy that has allowed people to prey on the desire to have American dream. And that's I think that's both shameful and frightening.
A lot of what you have written about takes place in New York City. And I, like a lot of New Yorkers, I ride the subways and I'll be looking at those subway advertisements that say, you know, get a degree. This is so easy. You'll get a job, you know, a nurse's aide, accounting, whatever it may be. And I have wondered, how are these young people who are struggling, how are they supposed to pay for this? What is the trick that's happening here in terms of become legit, become a part of the American dream, but...
The issue is that it's very easy to set up these schools in the first place. If you're a financier or a hedge fund manager or something, which is where these schools are run by, they're not run by educators by and large, you can set it up without a lot of regulation, put up the ads, get people to come in and get them into loans, get them into federally backed loans, get them into commercial loans, and that's your profit center. But you don't have to actually be providing an education. And so people go in, I've interviewed all kinds of folks who say, you know, we didn't have textbooks. We, you know, sometimes the teacher wasn't there. The teacher that showed up was somebody who knew nothing about the subject, this kinds of thing. And then so you go through and now you've racked up all the debt. The company has collected the money and you graduate. And you can't get a job, or you end up, you do get a job and you can't keep it because you end up there and they realize, oh, wait, you don't know anything about this thing that you say you're educated in.
Kai, thanks so much for your reporting on this issue. It really, really matters. Thanks a lot. Good to talk to you.
Thanks for yours.
Kai Wright is editor at large of colorlines.com and is a reporting fellow of the investigative fund at the Nation Institute.